Good afternoon. My name is Lindsay, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Overcoming the Uncertainty Barrier to Adaptation conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you need assistance during the call, please press star then zero, and operator will come online to assist you. Thank you. Emma, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for the second installment of our Climate Change for State and Local Governments Adaptation webcast series. And today's topic will be focusing on how to overcome the uncertainty barrier to adaptation in your decision-making processes. My name is Emma Zinsmeister, and I'm here with EPA's State and Local Climate and Energy Program. Before we get started, I just want to go over a few details on how you can participate in today's call. Using the GoToMeeting panel, you can enter in questions that you may have for our speakers as they give their presentations today. The orange arrow at the top of your control panel helps to slide open and close that panel. Everyone is on mute that's participating, so you will need to type in your questions into the pane that's labeled questions. Please indicate who your question is directed to so we can properly direct those during the Q&A session. And once you've typed that in, you can hit send at the bottom right of your panel to have those questions submitted. You need to call in today in order to access the audio. Unfortunately, we only offer it through the phone line, so please make sure that you call in. Not that if you could hear me if you hadn't already. And if you experience any technical difficulties at all today, you can email Wendy Jaglaw at ICF at the email address listed here, and she can assist you with any issues you might be having with the audio or the webcast. So as mentioned, today's call is part of a three-part series that we're doing on climate adaptation. We started on March 21st with a call that covered how to achieve buy-in from your stakeholders to support adaptation efforts. And then on May 1st, we'll be talking about how to collaborate with other sectors such as public health and hazard mitigation to help attract funding for your adaptation efforts. You can register for that May 1st call still at the link that's listed here. And then all of the files and recordings from all three webcasts will be posted to our website at the link listed below. Folks who pre-registered for today's call should have copies of the presentations. We emailed them out earlier today. So you'll have access to all of the links and information contained in the slides you'll see today. So today we'll be hearing from some wonderful speakers about how to deal with the issue of uncertainty in thinking about future impacts from climate change. We'll be kicking off with a presentation from Chris Weaver from EPA's Office of Research and Development on dealing with climate model uncertainty. We'll then hear from Ann Choate from ICF International on how to use a threshold approach for climate change vulnerability using historical information. We'll then hear two excellent case studies, one from Philadelphia, which will be presented by Scott Swartz and Alex Dews, and then one from southeastern Florida that will be presented by Debbie Greiner. As I mentioned, we'll be taking your questions via the question function in GoToMeeting and holding those to the end. We'll be doing a joint facilitated discussion and then follow that with your questions and get some feedback from the speakers. And at the end of the call, as everyone exits out the webinar, you'll have the opportunity to provide some feedback, and we encourage you to do so, and that helps us develop future resources. So just as some very brief background, we're focusing on climate adaptation today. So what is the difference between mitigation and adaptation? Two terms we hear really frequently in this field. Mitigation really focuses on reducing greenhouse gas emissions to help limit the extent of future climate change. And adaptation is really about actions that we can take to moderate the impacts of future climate change. So how do we respond to potential harms and capitalize on potential opportunities that may arise as a result of a changing climate? So just really quickly, this presents a brief overview of what a climate adaptation planning process may look like. Of course, this will vary depending on the resources available in your state or community. The first step about building, maintaining support for climate change preparedness is what we covered in our first call on March 21st, and you can access those slides and recordings on the web. The next three steps where we are talking about looking at impacts, assessing vulnerability, and setting goals and actions are really what we're covering today in terms of how do you deal with the uncertainty and information to take these steps. And then, of course, the question of how do we fund all of this work is what we will be covering in our May 1st call. So I've included in these slides for you an appendix of resources that you may be interested in checking out after today's call. some brief information about what the state and local climate and energy program has to offer, some other EPA resources that are relevant for adaptation, including technical assistance programs, data and other information, and then, of course, some really great resources on the web, databases of case studies, best practices, policy tracking, other things that you may very well be interested in checking out, and I encourage you to do so. Here's my contact information. Please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions about our resources, these webcasts, or ways in which we may be able to help you as you work in your states and communities on adaptation. And so with that, before we jump into our featured presentations today, we'd like to do a quick poll to kind of test the waters on where everyone on the line stands today with their experience with adaptation. So I'm going to turn it over to Wendy to lead our first poll question.
So the poll question should be appearing on your screen, and the question is, what is your level of experience or familiarity with climate change adaptation? So there are five choices. Please select the one that most applies to you, and we'll give you just a minute to enter in your responses.
Okay, I think we can pull up our responses.
Okay. So it looks like 43% of participants have started to take action and identified or initiated a project. 30% have considered adaptation but not taken action due to lack of resources. 16% have completed at least one project. 6% have considered it but not taken action since it's controversial. And just 4% are not sure how adaptation is different from mitigation.
Thank you, Wendy, and thanks to everyone for providing your responses. Hopefully, the information that we will be providing in this call today will help folks work on further opportunities for identifying projects in their communities and looking at implementation strategies. And of course, the question of resources is something that we'll be addressing during the May 1st webcast, so we will be providing some information on opportunities there.